looking forward to the AFL Grand Final, which is the feature event on the card, if you speak in racing parlance. And I'm sure Mark McVay is very, very excited about it. He's, after 232 games for the Bombers and a fantastic career in the red and the black these days, everyone talks about Leon Cameron, but we know in this studio that Mark McVay is the brains and the key to the whole thing. The assistant coach from the Giants joins us in studio. Good morning, Spike.
Thanks, mate. You're killing me.
I'm pumping you up.
No, you are. No, thank you. It's nice to be back again. I think it was early in the season.
Before the Essendon Thursday night game.
Yeah, that's right. It was a while ago. So it's nice to be back with good people.
How's your week been? How's the week at the footy club been? Because we all know it's the first time the Giants have been in the grand final. It's been much talked about. It's been the last couple of years, prelims and finals. And it's been a long journey to get to this point, even though it doesn't seem that long, I'm sure, for a lot of fans out there. What's the week been like for the Giants players, the footy club?
Yeah, it's been quite surreal, to be honest, because you know, obviously it's the maiden grand final. And supporter-wise, we had an open session and they all turned out and it was great. And the footy club's done a really good job in Western Sydney to be able to get a really good supporter base. And they're quite loyal, which is great. And we know there's not a lot of them, but it's building, and this is only going to help. But, yeah, it's been a really good week. We obviously arrived yesterday at about 4 o'clock, and Leon's kept the group really, I suppose, really quiet and just building slowly. We'll have our captains run this morning at 9:30.
Yeah, is that at the G?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it cool. is. And then, obviously, that flows onto the parade. And then we'll build from there. So yeah, I think everything's gone smoothly so far. And yeah, it's just I think for our players, it's just great to be able to go to the airport yesterday, see through the Virgin Lounge, giant stuff everywhere, and just start to feel what it is to be a player that plays in Grand Final week, which is great.
We're not going to expect you to give away any tactics.
Oh, if you want to, you can.
I know Spike too well.
I'm just putting it out there. If he wants to, he can.
But what's most important for the Giants on Saturday? What's most important within your game?
That's an easy one. I think it's the contest. I think we have built a really good brand for a long time in that area, and people might say, "Well, what's the contest? What's the contest?" And I think it's, you know, our pressure, the heat on the ball, the heat on the opposition, our tackle, the way we, you know, yeah. when in the first, you know, in the first 10 minutes, what's coming what sort of mindset the team's brought. And we know that for us, when we're in that mode, we're in with a good chance. And, you know, everyone talks about the talent that you may have or the ball movement or the way you can run with a footy. We don't exactly see it like that. So we know that to be able to compete with Richmond, the pressure's got to be good because they're outstanding at it. So we'll be looking at that pretty closely very early.
So I'm intrigued to know what has happened for this team to just explode in the last little period of time, because you were battling there late in the season.
Yeah.
And it felt like it was a team that wasn't necessarily struggling for motivation, but just seemed flat.
Yeah.
And you've just come to life. Was there not a crisis meeting, but did anyone get together and say, come on, let's not waste this season? Or did something change tactically to get things going? What's happened?
Yeah, I don't think tactically. I think once we got to finals, there was a bit of a line in the sand and just sort of said, righto, this is what we're going to do to be able to compete in finals. And Leon brilliantly led that with his delivery each week. And we came with a plan against the Bulldogs. And we execute it really well,
and did you ever?
Yeah, and in the and what happens is from that belief grows, if yep. you like, and players went, Jesus, you know, this actually works, you know, just do this, and we sort of said, well, you got a month of footy, you know, if you deliver this for a month, you're in with a great opportunity. Now, I'm not telling anything that any of you guys don't know, but what happens is you got to get them to believe that they can do it, and then when they do it, there's a little bit of belief happens, and that's what's happened. And we've been able to go to Brisbane, and we've been able to go to the Pies, and now we've got a massive job in trying to beat Richmond, which we know is huge.
The challenge, though, is to do it 4 weeks in a row, and
yes.
because through this year, and I'd argue even back further than that, some of the games that you've played as a team have been extraordinary, but it's been able to then back it up week in, week out. Yeah. Is that come through maturity? Is it come through enough's enough? How's that? Have you been able to string that together through 3 weeks?
There's a little bit of enough's enough. There's a little bit of maturity. There's no doubt about that. I think we as a footy club have thought, you know, we're young in terms of where we've been in the competition. We probably, coming from Western Sydney at times, we think that, you know what, we want some real respect in Melbourne, and the players feel that. So the coaching staff certainly feel that. So we've been able to prep them in a way where there's this ruthless mentality that they've got, and that's driven by the leaders. There's no doubt about that. And Leon has driven that as well, as good as anyone. So there's a little bit of, you know, enough's enough. We want to be ruthless, and whether you like it or not, it doesn't really matter. And to be honest, we don't really care. It's just we want to win it. It's as simple as that. So we'll do what we can.
How important was the 2017 prelim final against Richmond? It looked like the boys got a little bit spooked that day. Obviously, last week against Collingwood, similar atmosphere.
Yeah.
But were absolutely perfect through the whole game. How important will that be tomorrow?
Oh, I think it's really important, Rem. I think most of our players now that will run out tomorrow have played in 3 prelims, which is massive. Most of those prelim finals have been decided within a couple of kicks. So they know how big it is. They know how hard it is. I mean, we had, obviously, the Bulldogs rolled us when we were up in Sydney, and it was a close game. We had Richmond in front of 95,000 that went on to win the flag, and then obviously, you know, Collingwood last week. So we're in a really good spot to be able to understand what's it all about. So I don't see that as a big issue as what possibly it could have been a few years ago. And the group is very mature now. Even if you think about it, like Taranto and Hopper, who, you know, they're our young midfield players. It doesn't seem to bother them too much now. They seem to sort of go, oh, well, we've got to do what we've got to do. And, you know, Lenny Hayes is, and Amon Buchanan are our stoppage and midfield coach. So they prep them really well. So I feel like we're ready to play, but we also know that we're coming against a team that we highly regard and highly respect, and you need to have everything going to beat them.
It's interesting that you bring up Taranto and Hopper, and I think if people, you had to ask people in the supporter land how many games have they played, you say, 25, 30, maybe 35. They played 62 and 66 games. So they're not kids anymore, and they've played a lot of footy, and they've played at the business end as well, which you talked about before. And that experience, and I'm a big one on living it to learn it. Yeah. So these guys have been, clearly not to the grand final day, but experienced the build-up to a big finals, been involved in big finals, MCG against Richmond finals. I reckon there's a lot in your favour from a developmental perspective for tomorrow.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Half. I think you know, you can throw, you know, a number of players in that same category that you're talking about. I mean, Zach Williams is, you know, just a 100-game player, but yeah, he's a good player, and he understands what it's all about. Hopper, and, you know, very much in, you know, 60, 65 games. So most of our really good players are heading towards that.
Yep.
So, yeah, mate, they're excited, they're young, and they're vibrant, and they love it, so it's good.
Can we expand on the Sam Reed story?
Yeah.
We were talking about it the other day. Like, he's almost had more retirements than we've had hot dinners. he keeps retiring, gets delisted, and all of a sudden he's playing in a grand final. The story's quite remarkable. We've got Marlon Pickett at Richmond, which is another remarkable story from a different level. But the Sam Reed influence and what he brings to your footy club and what his experience has taught him, what can you tell us about that?
Oh, it's just a story of someone that just wanted to get one last opportunity, and Leon's been able to give it to him. I think it's... Sam Reed is a player that has unique abilities in regards to, okay, he's not the best kick, he's not, you know, the outlandish sort of player, but what he does, he's got a massive engine. Mm. He can run all day, and we can ask him to play big quarters and he'll play him. He's got great speed. He's aggressive. He tackles really well. He plays an important role for us. So he's become massively important to us because, as we all know in this room, that if you have really good role players within your footy club that perform exactly what you want week in, week out without too much flash, it goes a long way to helping you win. So he's one of those.
Yep.
And, you know, you got him, you got Daniel Lloyd on the other hand. He's another great story. So, you know,
it's a lot to do with that.
No, but it's a great story from a lot of angles. And Richmond have got the same, you know, with certain of their players. So he's really important to us, mate. And he has the flexibility going forward. Mm. He can play on the wing. He can go at half back. And we can send him inside if we need to. And those players are gold. So he's one of those, yeah.
It's a great story.
That's unbelievable.
And he's had a baby during the week, which is
I saw that, yeah.
Pretty amazing, yeah.
We know about Richmond's culture, obviously, and what they are and how they care for each other. I read an article with interest, and it was a very small article in the paper last week, Jeremy Cameron talking about the early years of GWS when the club was getting buildings, but the closeness of that football club, not just the playing group, but the entire club, how important that was. Can you take us through that a little bit?
Yeah, I think those boys that went on that journey together really early. I mean, I've been there 6 years now, so we're talking, you know, maybe 7 or 8 years ago where they got the floggings that they were getting every week in, week out. But what they did was, I think what they did really well was they became really close off the field to be able to get through those losses. And, you know, it's a footy game. We understand that. But, you know, it hurts you when it's in your, you know, that's your career, that's your life. So they were able to move from their respective states, and they were able to become great mates and rely on each other, whether it was cooking and cleaning and whatever it may be, and it established a really good relationship. And if you talk to certain players that have left the club for various different reasons, either for more opportunity to come to Melbourne, whatever it is, that they miss that part, which is great. So Jeremy Cameron's been a driver in that area because he's just so laid back, and he's a good person. He just, you know, sometimes when Jeremy Cameron walks in, I think he's been fishing for about 6 hours. he's a little bit like Dustin Fletcher. Yeah. Like, he's just that laid back, and just, but when he turns up, he does the job. So they're a really good group, and they deserve the opportunity to have a crack at this tomorrow. I believe, I'm a little bit biased, but I think they deserve it.
Oh, I think you're really biased, and that's okay, because that's your job to be biased. 18 past 8 on a Friday morning. It's Grand Final Eve Friday, and Mark McVay from the Giants has been good enough to jump in the chair to chat about the Grand Final with us from the Giants' perspective. By the way, coming up on Racing Pulse with Blue Eyes, Tony McAvoy, Karen McAvoy. It's a McAvoy festival. Roger James, who's not a McAvoy but knows them, and the Friday Form Focus with the Shark. He's seen them in action too, those McAvoys, so he's got
the
a link
Shark-a-voy.
As well. The Shark-a-voy. It's coming up on Racing Pulse. But more discussion with Mark McVay after this on The Breakfast Club on RSN 927.
Victoria's own Breakfast Club.
Yeah, look, we expect Phil to be perfectly fine, as it's been pretty well documented. You know, obviously our team comes out later tonight, but we expect that the boys will line up as we've suggested all week. You know, we've been very confident about where they've been at.
That's the voice of Alan McConnell, who I'm sure would be a very proud man tomorrow at the GWS Giants. Their first employer, I think he was, certainly the first coach, was charged with building a club up in Greater Western Sydney, and has done a hell of a job too, and he'll be in the coach's box tomorrow for the Giants. He was talking about co-captain Phil Davis, who was under some sort of cloud after last week's game against the Magpies. He will play, Spike, no issues?
Yeah, right now he's ticked every box to be able to do that. So he will, with the physios and the doctors, will have to again train and do everything he needs to do, but right now he's going really well. He feels great, so we expect him to play.
Absolutely. By the way, Mark McVay with us, if you just joined us, the assistant coach of the Giants on the Breakfast Club. And Alan McConnell, his influence on the club's been obviously profound, because he was the first one there.
Yeah.
He's had to build it from scratch effectively. What's he been like this week? Has there been a chest out, sort of shoulders back sort of week from Al?
No, I think directly after the game he's very emotional, which, you know, we all hugged him. And I mean, Al's been, now I'll stand to be corrected here, but he's been in the AFL system for well over 25 years,
yeah.
And has never experienced the big day. So, that's massive in itself for him. So, and you wouldn't know that, because he's quiet and just goes about his business, and he's got a really, he's the director of coaching, so he just continually looks after us as coaches, which is great, and making sure that we're on point with Leon and we know what we're doing. So, you know, I think behind the scenes, quietly, if we were able to do what we need to do, it'll be pretty massive, and we'd be pretty proud for him. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Well, what are you most excited about tomorrow? Is there something you're looking forward to the most about the day or a moment? Is there anything that's standing out for you? Have you played the game in your head yet?
No, but I just hope it's. I hope it's hard and tough. I think we just want it to be the contest and what it should be, because I think both teams provide that, and you just want to see a really good game of AFL football, and I think both clubs play a really good brand that will support that. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Very much so.
Are you nervous? Because ever since you've walked in, you've made me nervous. And I've known you a long time, but I'd love you to have some success. But just having to talk to someone that's a participant in the game or being in the coach's box is making me nervous because of what's at stake.
That's nice, Whitey. I'm nervous. I'm nervous for the players, but I've been there as a player and unfortunately lost, and I know how hard that is to deal with, and it lives with you forever. But you just kind of got to sort of say to yourself, well, you know, these players will give everything they can. You want them to turn up in the performance that they know they can deliver. Whether that wins you the game or not, it becomes a little irrelevant. But I'm nervous, which is good.
So because you can't control the game because you're not playing it, but as an assistant coach, do you think you can have an element of control to the way the game is played, or is that overstating the role of a coach come game day?
Yeah, I think it is overstating a little bit. I think your work's done during the week. Your work's done all year in terms of getting the players to play in the manner that you think that, from my point of view, the back line plays. So we've done a lot of prep and we've played in the right manner for a long period of time. There'll be things that I'll need to adjust come game day in line with Leon if something's not working, and that's always the case. But in terms of influence on the day, absolutely nothing. If there's coaches out there, sometimes they think you can influence a game so much. Well, that's ridiculous. There is certain things, but what I will do is I have a close relationship with my back seven, so that's a good starting point, and we have great discussions, and we'll do that again tomorrow. And you just hope that you can give them some small advice, or you just be there as a friend. Really, in the end, I mean, I'm good friends with the boys, so it's good.
Two of those back seven are Nick Haynes and Sam Taylor.
Yeah,
I know how high of a regard you have for Nick Haynes.
Well, he should have been in the All Australian team,
no doubt. Sam Taylor, tell us, he's a little bit of an unknown of where he's come, but you have enormous trust in him, don't you?
I do. Do have had since he arrived. Different cat, Sammy. every week we have a line meeting in regards to how we went, and we give out an award, and I won't tell you that award on air, Emma, but it'll be close to what you know what we regard our backline in, because it probably goes back to the Essendon days, and he's won that award for the best player in the back line, you know, a few times. And what happens is that photo goes up on the wall in your line room, and everyone's got their action shot, but with Sammy, his action shot is a picture of an octopus. Because we call him the octopus, because you just can't get him off you. And so everyone, it's a bit of a, you know, we sort of have a bit of laugh about it, but he's been outstanding all year. We love what he does. He's a really quiet young man off the field, but when he gets on there, something, he's an animal, and we love it. So he'll play in a really important role. I mean, he was massive last week. He was absolutely huge, and he loves it. I'm really excited for him. His family, you know, from Perth. He's got maybe five brothers, I think, and you know, it's a big day for him. So I hope he plays well.
We've been talking about this all week, about that one of those last moments where should have he marked or should have he punched? Yeah. What should have he done? A, in your view, what should have he done? And did you talk to him about that after the game?
Yeah, so he came up to me and he goes, "Oh, Spike, I'm so sorry, I should have marked that." And I said, "Mate, you made the right decision. I mean, it doesn't I can't tell him he should have marked it. I can't tell him he should have spoiled. He did what he thought was the best thing to do at the moment, and what he did was he cleared the area, which was great with the spoil. Those pressure situations, he couldn't hear a thing. It was going nuts. In the end, I said, Sammy, you did the right thing. It's all good, because he'd be stressing about it. So there's no way that I'm going to tell someone in front of 95,000 you should have marked that. It's just not going to
happen. So in a way, he killed the contest and cleared the ball from the area. So there's two ticks there.
Yeah, he did what he thought was right, and he's genuine. So I support that.
What's Eamon Buchanan got for us if you win?
Oh, mate.
Because he was very entertaining post-game last year.
Well, I reckon I've watched that 30 times. I remember at the time when that happened, and I sort of looked at him and go, what are you doing? And anyone that knows Eamon Buchanan is one of the best people you could ever meet. He's an absolute legend. The Colac King, and he lost his mind for a little bit. We're getting a bit of heat from the crowd, so... Anyway, it's all good.
I'm concerned for his welfare. Should it go your way tomorrow? Because he might be jumping out of the box the way he's going. Good luck. Well, I hope he is for your sake. I hope he is jumping out of the box, because that means you've had a win on the biggest stage of all. We really appreciate you coming in and spending some time with us and giving us an insight into your world through this week, mate. Great to see you. Good luck tomorrow.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure coming and seeing good people. So thank you.
You're welcome anytime. Mark McVay with us to finish up the grand final edition of The Breakfast Club on RSN 927. Have a great weekend. We'll be back Monday, of course, but have a great grand final day tomorrow.